It's time to open the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. From the album Lem Winchester and the Ramsey Lewis Trio, which was released back in 1958, that's the tune Where It Is. And where it is the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I'm here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. Been on the air here since 1999, and we're going to party like it's 1959 here on the airwaves. You never know what the program's going to be. I play everything from wax cylinders all the way up to music that is still unreleased and is going to be released in the next few weeks or months. I like to play indie music, folk music, psychedelic music, classic rock, jazz, easy listening, library music, you name it, and you will hear it on the Radio Thrift Shop, including news about shortwave, community radio, LPFM stations, and even old-time radio. And for this edition, I'm going to share with you a broadcast of the Les Paul Show. Amazing guitarist. Everybody knows who Les Paul is. So we're going to hear an edition of the Les Paul Show from 1950. Let's jump into the Wayback Machine.
It's the Les Paul Show. If you can believe your ears, why, you'll just have to believe this program. So for the next quarter hour, we suggest that you submit to the transcribed tricks of a guitar named Les Paul.
Hello there. Well, I still have my guitar hanging around my neck and my wife, Mary.
Hi.
And my invention, the Les Pulverizer, I have that on the floor.
Oh, no, you're not going to start fooling around with that thing again, are you?
Well, don't say it that way. That's our stock and trade, the Les Pulverizer.
Yes, but we've got to eat, you know. You better get a job.
Oh, well, just how do you propose that I should go out and get a job?
Well, look in the paper. Do something. How does anyone get a job?
Right now?
Well, certainly.
Well, all right, you go get the paper, and I was going to play a tune here called "In the Mood." I want to try something here by beating on the strings. It sounds like a drum. See, and getting my foot going like this.
Say, you're really busy.
You get the beat going, and then we plug one guitar into the Les Pulverizer. Well, listen.
that was really great.
Well, I have a lot of fun. Did you find the ads?
Mm-hmm.
Did you mark them?
Here, I marked a few.
Okay. Let's see here. Waiter wanted for... Oh, that's not for me. Waiter wanted for summer resort. Must be respectable till Labor Day only.
Well, it's a job.
Oh, that isn't what I'm looking for. I can't handle more than one dish at a time. Now, here's one. You didn't even mark this one. For new show wanted large string orchestra and girls' glee club. Audition being held... Call HI-525. That's for us, Mary. That's great.
Oh, no, Les.
What's wrong with that?
You're not a string orchestra, and I'm not a glee club.
Yeah, but I can make you sound like one with my Les Pulverizer.
What will the fellow say who's going to hire us? They're just you and me.
Well, so what?
Kind of a small organization, isn't it?
But, Mary, he won't see us. We're going to audition on the telephone. All you have to do now is stand over there by the Les Pulverizer and mumble into the microphone, and your one voice will sound like a whole room full of voices.
Okay, I sure hope it works.
It'll work, it'll work. Let me get to that phone. Oh, brother, he's really going to get knocked out when he hears this. We got a job already. Hello? Well, I'm calling in regard to the ad in the paper about the large string orchestra and the glee club that you're looking for your program.
I hope this works.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's very large. Very large.
Oh, brother.
Excuse me just a minute. Mary, moment. Curtain moment.
Hello.
You see, they're coming in now. They just had a rest and... coming back in for rehearsal. Their voices are so loud, it's kind of hard to hear you. Uh-huh. Well, we'd like to go over there. No, we can't go out because a couple of us don't feel well. Well, no, you can't come over here either. We're quarantined. No one can come. Yeah. Well, we thought that maybe we could audition for you over the phone. Sure. Okay. Now, you stay there. Don't hang up. And we'll sing something for you. The girls will sing something. Mary, sing Just One More Chance.
You'll never get away
with it. Oh, sure we will. Come on.
Just one more chance to prove it's you alone I care for. Each night I say,
you heard it, huh? You liked it, huh? Well, sure, just stay put. We can do that, too.
What did he say?
He wants to hear the string orchestra. Hello, we'll play the karaoke. Okay, now, my guitar and away we go. Thank you. hello, Mr. Fairchild? Uh-huh. Oh, thank you. What's that? How long have we been... He wants to know. How long we been together? Oh, we've been together as long as I can remember. We're practically brought up as one. Uh-huh. Sure, hang on. We'll do it.
What's happening?
He wants a flashy number.
Let's do it high tomorrow.
Hold on to your hat, Mr. Fairchild. Here's a flashy tune. How'd you like that? Oh. Hey, we got the job, Mary.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Hello, Mr. Fert. Yes? You're gonna what? Oh. You're gonna send a bus over to pick up all the people and a truck for the instrument.
Oh, I knew something like this would happen.
And you want the whole troupe on your television show tomorrow night.
You hung up on him, huh?
What else could I do?
Well, don't worry, Les. Everything will be all right.
Where's the paper, Mary? I want to look at that ad again about the waiter. That didn't sound so bad after all.
Will you come on into the kitchen, baby? I'll teach you how to handle more than one dish at a time.
You've been listening to The Les Paul Show, a transcribed illusion made up of one part Les Paul on the guitar and one part Mary Ford on the vocals. This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Singer, songwriter, labor activist, and a wobbly, Joe Hill was born in Sweden and immigrated to the United States in October of 1902. Within 12 years of his arrival, Joe Hill became a symbol and a martyr for a growing labor movement that was just starting to be born. According to the BBC, the only work Joe Hill could find when he first arrived in the United States was cleaning spittoons in one of the poor neighborhoods in New York City. He soon traveled west, working as a farmhand, a construction worker, a longshoreman, and finally a logger. There, he became involved with the International Workers of the World, or IWW, sometimes known as Wobblies. Although he wasn't a frontline organizer, he spent the years of 1911 to 1913 working with the IWW. He had a remarkable talent for writing poetry and songs. In fact, he first coined the phrase "pie in the sky" in his 1911 song, "The Preacher and the Slave." Give a listen.
You
will
eat by and by in that glorious land above the sky. Work and pray, live on day. You'll get high in the sky.
You'll get pie in the sky when you die. The fun of Joe's lyrics had a serious intent. This intent, however, wasn't well received by companies trying to avoid unions. Unfortunately, Joe Hill proved far easier to remove from this earth than his songs were. On January 10, 1914, Hill knocked on the door of a Salt Lake City doctor at 11:30 p.m. He asked to be treated for a gunshot wound he said was inflicted by an angry husband who had accused Hill of insulting his wife. Earlier that same evening, in another part of town, a grocer and his son had been killed but had managed to wound a thief. When Joe went to the doctor in Salt Lake City to be treated, the police assumed they'd found their wounded thief. Tune in for our next Hidden History when Joe Hill goes to trial. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org.
Sometimes I fool moms, I say, oh, oh, baby, hey. Needing you has proven to me to be my greatest dream, yeah.
Spain, but I kinda like the music. See, the ladies are insane there, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I've never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I hit it for Las Vegas, only made it out to Needles. Can you feel it?
Mr. Charles Kynard, great keyboardist, with a cover of Seals and Crofts' Summer Breeze. Before that, Three Dog Night with Never Been to Spain, and we started out with Al Green, Tired of Being Alone. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org.
Thousands of years ago, observers noticed an unusual phenomenon on the sun which challenged their understanding of the cosmos. Today, astronomers are still studying sunspots to learn about the workings of the sun. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
Sunspots were first observed in the BC time period by naked eye observations in China and in Europe, but it wasn't until the telescope was invented in the early 1600s that people really began to study sunspots.
Amy Norden is a scientist at the High Altitude Observatory at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado.
In the early 1600s, Aristotle's view of the cosmos was still the predominant view, and that is that the cosmos was unchanging and ideal. So it was very difficult for scientists of that time to understand that there could be changing spots on the surface of the sun. So many people thought that they were moons or that they were planets that were passing in front of the sun and casting a dark shadow. Galileo actually watched closely enough to figure out that sunspots were part of the sun.
Sunspots give us a direct indication of the energy output of the sun.
A sunspot is a region of intense magnetic field that you see on the solar surface. It's seen as a darker region because it's cooler than the surrounding solar surface. The magnetic field actually keeps it cooler. There is a correlation between the magnetic field of the sun and the output of energy of the sun. The sun emits more energy when there's more sunspots on the sun.
A typical sunspot is about the size of the Earth, although a large sunspot could fit 5 to 10 Earths inside of it. We'll hear more about sunspots in future programs. Pulse of the Planet is made possible by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
Thank you.
All right, that was... Rare Earth with Get Ready here on the Radio Thrift Shop. Well, this has been edition number 425. Wow. I'm DJ Frederick saying, remember wherever you are, keep your radio free. Keep your mind free. Keep your spirit free. Thanks for listening.